بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار الذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها ذلك الفوز العظيم سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is mentioning a hadith that خير هذه الأمة الذي بعث فيهم and that the best of this ummah and the best of this nation is that time in which I was sent in referring to the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum there could be no time greater in this ummah there could be no time which could be superior There could be no time which could be labeled as the golden era than the era in which the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were present. And we have been tasked with discussing the life of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Being the third Khalifa of Islam, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu played a very vital and important role in the modeling of Islam and him being a pioneer in many aspects of Islam that we have within our midst today, the pioneer behind and the one that shaped certain aspects of our deen was none other than Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith something to the effect that the khilafah will last for approximately 30 years. And ironically, when a person studies, every word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was true to the letter. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an ruled, and in his khilafah he ruled for approximately 2 years. In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he ruled for approximately 10 years, which gives us a total of 12. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, he ruled for a period of 12 years, which makes it 24. As Ali radiallahu ta'ala an ruled for 6 years, which made it a total of 30 years. And this is what we know and what we term as the Khulafa'i Rashidin, the rightly guided